Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. You know, our goal is always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. We reject a revolution. We want a restoration, a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. This is indeed the broadcast for October 31st in the year of our Lord, 2016, hour 2 at 2. Sam and Kurt on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Now, a quick recap of last hour so that our guest is up to speed. Trump, we must not let Hillary take her criminal scheme into the Oval Office. I'm going to say it again. Trump, we must not let Hillary take criminal scheme into the Oval Office. And boy, was he prophetic in that. I'm not telling you Trump's a prophet. I'm just telling you, wow. Bombshell, FBI finds thousands more emails and is forced to reopen, the investigation. Looks like they found 650,000 messages, according to the Wall Street Journal. Clinton now demands that the FBI explain themselves. The American people deserve to get the full and complete facts. Okay, Hillary, let's talk about the full and complete facts, shall we? FBI now sued over records relating to Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch's investigations. The investigation into their meetings. That's interesting. Now you've got Clinton aides melting down. Their laptops were not destroyed, even though they were ordered destroyed in the immunity deal. FBI agents are kind of under mutiny now. They're going, we're not destroying this stuff. We've got too much evidence. James Comey is being attacked by everybody. But you know what? He may be forced by internal agents saying, you better do this. We've got enough on everybody, and you're going down with him if you don't stand up, James. Okay? So now there's an epic battle between the Justice Department and the FBI. Justice Department, Loretta Lynch and crew want to protect Hillary. But the FBI agents are sick of it, and they're going, you know what? We're not doing that. We're going to have accountability. Now it's reported that the agents given the task to destroy evidence are saying, we're not doing it. We're not destroying anything. Comey has an insurrection on his hands, is the idea. Loretta Lynch had to plead the fifth on secret Iran ransom payments. Now five FBI field offices are probing Clinton charity, adding fuel to the fire. They said the Justice Department was preventing us from doing so, but now we feel like we have to. Big agencies, Los Angeles, and more. Limbaugh has a cynical view. Rush thinks that Comey is still carrying the water for Hillary and is doing it to take attention off of WikiLeaks. I don't know that I believe that, but there's that view. Our guest, Scotty Nell Hughes, well-known surrogate for Donald Trump, on just about every news service you can imagine, and of course, back live on Liberty Roundtable Live. Hi, Scotty.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, tell me what you think of this. I think it's an epic battle between the Justice Department and the FBI. The FBI agents, there's a lot of good people in government still. You know, they call us anti-government, but they're wrong, Scotty. Now, these people are good, honest people in the government that are just saying, you know what, we've seen criminal activity. We try to look the other way because it's really hard to be a whistleblower. But now things are just so horrible, so criminal, so we just can't take it anymore. And I believe the FBI internal agents, the good people, are standing up and saying, no more. We're not doing this anymore. We're not going to give you the benefit of the doubt. There's too much evidence here. And we got an epic battle on our hands. And I don't know that James Comey could say nothing. I think he would have been had a mutiny on his hands. What are your thoughts?
No, I think he would have had a mutiny. Or even more dangerous would have been, let's just say he would have held on to this. The election would have happened. Hillary Clinton would have been elected. This would have come out. Then he would have definitely had either both a mutiny as well as, I would think, an anarchy. As they would have ousted him, the American people would have no faith and trust, going, wait a minute. I mean, we do not know what are in these emails. I agree, but let me tell you what's going on here. And I'm surprised none of the pundits are talking about it. The FBI, so they found these emails, thank you, Wiener, on this laptop. They cannot release 6,500 or whatever the magic number is, because I keep hearing four different numbers, they cannot release those emails until they have been cross-checked, they've been verified, they've been referenced, they've been every which way. Not to mention also, considering what we've been talking about, I guarantee there are elements of national security are within those emails. There are information about our agents. There are information about what we're doing around the world. There is national security issues right there. The Clinton camp knows this. They know those emails cannot be released. There's no way under any sun, under anything, can those emails be released. So, of course, they're going to come out and say, hey, we have nothing to hide. Release the emails. Release the emails, knowing darn well those emails cannot will not be released before the election's over. There's no way possible. But if they said, you know, release it, we have nothing to hide, well, because they know they won't be released. The Trump campaign, my personal opinion is, and I have not talked to them about this, they're trying to, you know, it's like we're playing Russian roulette here. They're going, okay, you want to play that game? Fine. We'll say the same thing. Release the emails. Release the emails. We know that they can't be released either. And so both sides right now are working, you know, are kind of working on each other, trying to make sure that they can pull their bluff before the other one does. The truth is, we're never going to see what these emails are, but you know darn well, for a warrant to be issued, there has to be something very seriously incriminating. There has to be something very serious in these emails that a judge saw in order to issue a warrant 11 days before the election. They know what was at stake. They knew the blowback. It's obviously worth it, folks, and it should be very concerning to your listeners what exactly was on here and what exactly was this woman, and by this woman, I mean Huma, as well as Hillary Clinton, involved in that we don't know about.
Now, here's the question that I think is of very important interest. You know, how do these emails get on this Wiener device? Do you think that this aide, Huma Abedin, she may be no fool, she may be the closest aide to Hillary, but do you think that she might have put these emails together for safekeeping as life insurance? In other words, if this thing goes down, she's got to protect herself?
I saw that same email about saying, you know, that was kind of the folder that she ended in. You know, she might have, or these just might have been emails back and forth between her and Hillary. I tend to think there was she was doing this, you know, to have some leverage down the road. What's funny in this is coming from Anthony Weiner. So he didn't, I don't think Huma realized that Weiner was taking away files from her computer and putting it on his either, or saving all of these or exchanging them.
Well, or maybe she participated. That's the part that's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell whether or not it was both of them were going to have their life insurance policy. The truth is in all of this, so this is the one thing that we do know, and I think it's going to become more and more apparent. Obviously, there was whatever Anthony Weiner's involved in is pretty bad, and I think it's pretty obvious that he did some sort of plea bargain. Said, "Okay, make it less on me. Here's what I got on you," and it was enough to absolutely shock the political world 11 days out before an election.
All right, where do we go from here? Now, here's an interesting thing: there's so much evidence coming out from WikiLeaks. It's like a fire hose. And there's so much evidence coming out from these now emails. It's almost a distraction. Let me give you a couple of points and have you respond, because I think these are critical to really mention. Hillary Clinton knew that she was helping Islamists move into power in Libya. Okay? Hillary Clinton received intelligence that her effort to bring down the Libyan president was leading to the rise of Al-Qaeda members and the Muslim Brotherhood, according to emails released by WikiLeaks. That is huge, given the Benghazi cover-up.
Well, it is. And it's tremendously huge. And you're right. It possibly could be bigger. But like I said, I don't know yet. We don't know what secrets she's involved in. Here's the problem with WikiLeaks. We've had WikiLeaks for the past few months. And there's been horribly incriminating information in all of it, every step. I mean, you cannot believe, well, no, you do believe a government official. But for some reason, in the media's mind, they've been able to justify ignoring it or justify doing a very simple little piece on it and not focusing on it. My thing with WikiLeaks, 8 days out, we're not going to get any attention on anything that comes from WikiLeaks. What we've got in this Huma Abedin file, they can't ignore. They cannot in any way discredit it. This is Hillary Clinton caused this problem herself. They can't say this is partisanship. They can't blame it on the Russians. They can't do anything. They have to do 24/7 news coverage of this story. And so while I agree with you about the WikiLeaks stuff, and I agree that amongst our base, it's good to talk about it. It's good to know about it. It keeps our base energized. We know. I also think her, you know, there was a story that came out that was shown that we were a part of the rigging of the Palestinian elections, or that she wanted to be a part of rigging it. You know, there's lots of there's such horrible stuff within those WikiLeaks. Unfortunately, for some reason, the American media and the overall general population is just not digesting what WikiLeaks is telling us.
Scotty Nell Hughes with us, ladies and gentlemen, well-known Trump surrogate. When we get back, I'll play the soundbite where Hillary was literally advocating to tamper with elections in foreign countries and determine the winner. And then they have the audacity to say Trump shouldn't question election results? We'll talk about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable, live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Hillary Clinton so desperate she was campaigning in a bar mid-morning, Sunday morning yesterday. Wow, it doesn't get stranger than this. All right, so Hillary was advocating to tamper with the elections of foreign nations. It's not a very good audio soundbite, but I'm going to play it really quick. Then we'll have Scotty Hughes respond to it. Listen carefully. It's hard to hear, but you can get the point she makes.
Have troubled me deeply. I do not think we should have pushed for an election in the Palestinian territories. I think that was a big mistake. And If we were going to push for an election, then we should have made sure that we did something to determine who was going to win.
If we're going to mess with the election, then we should have done something to determine who's going to win, Hillary says. Scotty Hughes, what do you say to that?
Could you get any more hypocritical? I mean, that's why I've called her hypocrite Hillary all along. I mean, Mr. Trump calls her crooked Hillary. I'm going, no. It's hypocrite because, I mean, what have we heard these past 2-3 weeks? Donald Trump is insulting the base of the very system that our founding fathers put up. He is insulting patriotism. He's insulting the Declaration of Independence. He's insulting George Washington himself. I mean, she has made it out to be because Donald Trump has said we lived in a rigged system, which, by the way, we do, that he is just, he's anti-American, anti-patriotic, which is kind of funny coming from the lady who I have yet to see an American flag on her lapel anywhere. But she's been able to paint that case, and liberals, you know, that drink the Kool-Aid continue to go along with it and buy her words. Now we have proof on a tape that she went into others. And you wonder why Vladimir Putin does not like her, because he knows she's been doing this. Other countries know this is what she does. She plays dirty politics. And if Democrats would just wake up and read what WikiLeaks has told them that she did to Bernie Sanders, then I would think they would take care of their own house before coming and attacking the Republicans.
All right. Now, it's fascinating. Even the simplest thing, Hillary's a perpetual liar. Even the simplest thing she can't tell the truth about. Let me give you an example. Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook admits that Hillary lied about the FBI letter to Congress. So campaign chairman John Podesta and Clinton herself made statements right after James Comey's FBI letter came out on Friday, and they said that he only sent it to Republicans, not to Democrats. Turns out to be an absolute, complete, provable lie. What do you say to that? Even the simplest things. I mean, she lies. Hey, the sun's not coming up. You watch the sun coming up. I mean, it's crazy.
It's the Clinton standard. She says, I'm held to a different standard. Yes, you are. The rest of us, even around with round one, would probably be in jail, as Donald Trump, Mr. Trump, points out time and time again that other generals, other cabinet officials have done less than what she did. And yet, and here's what gets me about this. I love watching the liberals, you know, try to debate this weekend. They're all going, well, we don't know what's in these emails. It doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter what's in them on one hand, but on the other, what if they had our nuclear secrets in there? What if they had where all of our CIA agents are? What if? And the key is we know that that's what the Secretary of State knows. So if this is stuff that, you know, was being, you know, filtered across and put onto a Yahoo server, by the way, which I think is just that alone should put somebody in jail. And you have five of your own officials taking the fifth 125 times. You know there is some major incriminating, and if we don't stop this now, if we don't clear out the locusts that have attacked Washington, D.C. now, I hate to see what kind of nest they're going to build next.
Hey, Scotty, when's a good time to stop criminal activity? And I say anytime, all the time, immediacy is the answer. I don't care if there's an election. That's Hillary's fault, not ours. The reality is whenever we get knowledge of criminal activity or enough credible questioning to reopen an investigation, we need to look at this seriously. And I'm surprised that the Republicans and that even the media at this point hasn't said, Hillary, stop. Wait a minute. You literally had devices destroyed with hammers. And because a few devices escaped your goons, and we now have more evidence about your criminal activity, everybody's pleading the fifth, everybody's lying on the stand, everybody perjured themselves, you're destroying devices with hammers, and you're really going to tell us that we need to explain something to you? Are you kidding me?
Well, now here's what, and I agree with you. Now here's what, and this is the message that's coming out. I mean, like I said, we're 8 days out of the election. And I love that liberals are now asking, oh, we need evidence. Really? You didn't need evidence before. Oh, she's innocent until proven guilty. Wow, man, this is bringing back, you know, deja vu from 2 months ago when you were bringing up the endless list of women coming against Mr. Trump, which all turned out pretty much to be false. Here is what I'm getting, the notes that I'm getting, and because I'm with the Liberty Roundtable, I know I'm amongst friends, and I'm going to be the one to set, you know, start setting the standard. The question is, how does the Hillary Clinton camp fire back? This is the Clinton machine. I guarantee right now they're testing what message of mud can they throw against the wall that's going to have any sort of distraction effect. And we know how, I mean, we know how the media works. I mean, it's kind of like throwing a tennis ball for a dog. It's like, it doesn't have to be, it just has to be a little ball. And they will immediately peel off anything they can to get off the story they're going to go for. And so kind of what, you know, a lot of us that do have to go out there and put our voice are kind of bracing for, what mud are they going to throw? Because it won't matter whether it's true or not. It doesn't matter what, you know, what video.
Well, it's like the lie saying only Republicans got that memo.
Well, and that's it. And that's the key. I mean, that was just a little lie that we easily just put out there. But no, it was actually the ranking Democrats as well. But I mean, that's the only thing I ask you and your listeners right now to be in prayer about. More importantly, be prepared for, because when they do the full assault, it's going to be. It's going to make Janet Reno's launch on the Grand Davidian look like that was minor. Because
wow,
they're going to do everything they can to go nuclear.
Let me ask you this: is Donald going to win, Scotty?
I'm not going to lie to you. Right now, it looks really good. I'm looking at the polls, and a lot of
I think Donald's going to win. I think Hillary's going to jail. That's just an opinion.
The Florida polls right now, and as we know, it all comes down to Florida, are phenomenal. They're all leaning towards Trump right now. He's got a good edge on him.
I don't know if I'm making a prediction or a prayer, though. Right?
I think it's a little bit of both. But right now, Everything is looking good, and I think that's when you know that they're going to start struggling. The more desperate they get is where we start to get a little worried.
All right, we're going to be doing a 4-hour special broadcast for Liberty News Radio Live during election night. Would you be around if we call you for a quick tidbit from you?
I will try my best. I'm going to be in CNN land trying to play defense all night, but if you know what, I'll always try to answer my phone for you.
What we'll do is we'll try to call you. We don't need a lot of time, but if you just chime in with kind of your take as the night unfolds, That'll be very fascinating. I'm convinced that we're going to have Donald win. I believe that what's happening is good people in the proper role of limited government are saying, you know what, enough is enough. It's one thing to let Hillary do things and try to look the other way in an effort to be professional, but now it's a criminal activity gone too far. There's too much at stake.
Exactly.
And we cannot let national security protect Hillary. We just can't any longer. Am I far off on that?
No, you're absolutely correct. When it comes down to this, it's all about providing and protecting your family. All other issues go to the wayside. It is right here, right now. When we have Islamic terrorists on our own soil, and we know they want to bring over more, and we know that we're $19 trillion in debt, and Obamacare costs are going up, we know that we have to do something now.
And I'm convinced good people are just saying, you know what, we've looked the other way, we've tried to be professional, we've tried to be above partisan politics, but no more. There's just too much at stake. National security crisis is happening here. There's too many hot spots in the world. We just cannot let this stand any longer. We're sorry, Hillary.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm hoping the American people are going to do.
Amen to that. Any last thoughts before we let you fly?
Well, like I said, everybody go out and vote. If you can still early vote, make sure you early vote. It is up to us in the grassroots to make sure that voter engagement is happening. This is true. If Donald Trump wins, it's because of the will of God and the will of the people, hands down.
Amen to that. We've been saying even God used King David, he can use Donald, right?
Amen. All disciples of Jesus Christ, we're all sinners.
Thank you, Scotty. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Scotty Hughes, ladies and gentlemen, well-known CNN commentator, doing a great job jumping into Liberty Roundtable to break down the scandal over the weekend. Look, ladies and gentlemen, Hillary is in serious trouble. Will she be able to sling enough mud to derail the people, or will they see straight? We're praying we can see clearly, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
NATO member states, including the U.S., Britain, Canada, and Germany, are planning what has been described as the biggest military buildup on Russia's borders since the Cold War, according to a Reuters report. On October 26th, the British government said it will dispatch fighter jets to Romania early next year, and the United States promised to send troops, tanks, and artillery to Poland. Germany, Canada, and other NATO allies also offered pledges of military personnel and equipment during a meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels. Jens Stoltenberg, NATO's Secretary General, described the creation of a new 4,000-man NATO task force in the Baltics and Eastern Europe as a measured response to what the alliance believes to be 330,000 Russian troops stationed in Russia's western flank near Moscow. Coincident with the NATO meeting, two cruise missile-equipped Russian warships entered the Baltic Sea between Sweden and Denmark. According to the Spanish Foreign Ministry, Moscow withdrew a request to refuel three warships in Spain's northern African enclave of Ceuta after NATO allies said they could be used to target civilians in Syria. The Russian warships belong to an eight-ship carrier battle group that includes Russia's sole aircraft carrier, the Admiral Kuznetsov. NATO sources report that the Russian armada is expected to join around 10 of the Russian vessels already off the Syrian coast. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody can see the truth. Hillary's an absolute criminal. She's innocent until proven guilty. We agree with that principle, but we also say, look, when somebody's above the law so much so to where you can't get the information you need, what do you do? And that's kind of where we're at. There's a battle between the Justice Department and the FBI right now. Where it really goes, nobody knows. WikiLeaks being ignored, the real critical issues in WikiLeaks being ignored while they, you know, look at this 650,000 email, treasure trove is what I'm going to call it, somehow on an unsecure server. Understand some of these things, ladies and gentlemen. This didn't happen by accident. Abden, how do you say her name, Kurt?
I just call her A.H.
All right.
Abden Huma.
Anyway, you know, this lady, either she intentionally saved them there for safekeeping, for security, in other words, preserve herself reasons, or her husband did it in some way. When the scandals come after him, he'll make it bigger and bigger. Or Hillary did it. You know, I don't know who did what. I just know this. It was not done by accident. And these emails are coming back now to haunt Hillary. Hillary tried to derail the issue, but how dare her? And Americans need to stand up. The media needs to stand up and says, how dare you? You're the one that destroys evidence with hammers. And then you want full transparency. Release it all now. See how criminal she is now, evil and deceptive. All right, Kurt, any comments on what Scotty Hughes had to say and on any of these details there?
It's interesting she's Scotty to me, but...
That's her name?
Anyway,
Dave?
Yeah, I know. It just I don't remember too many ladies named Scotty.
Yeah, okay. That's right. I agree with that.
But so she's pretty much a standard fixture in the whole Trump campaign. And then in the... she says she spends a lot of time doing defense at CNN. That's got to be a tough job. anyway, you know, yeah, she was, you know, at least she's one of those ladies trying to do her best to show that, hey, there are some women that support Trump, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, that's at least a key part to this picture, this battle, I think.
That's for sure.
You know, I don't know what else to add. It's just, like you say, when you got 650,000 emails, you know, I see this one headline from CNBC where they're talking about something called CITI, C-I-T-I, and they say that FBI's Clinton probe is the black swan that could throw election off course. CITI, at least for me, used to always mean like Citibank, but they call them CITI analysts here, and they say they're led by chief political, global political analyst Tina Fordham. She said, in our view, these developments do constitute an October surprise that could have a meaningful impact on the race. Well, that's true if maybe the media really tells about it, right, Sam?
You got that right. It's hard for me to know what to do about this. I mean, literally, Clinton campaign managers lying about everything. I mean, can you imagine a President Hillary Clinton, a Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer? I mean, can you imagine a Senate Budget Chairman Bernie Sanders? Can you imagine a Speaker Nancy Pelosi? And can you imagine Biden being floated for Clinton's Secretary of State? Kurt would have the criminal ring complete up there. I mean, Americans can't allow this absolute disaster. Can they really, Kurt? Will they really go along with this? All right. Kurt's got video of I guess they're beating a homeless Trump supporter on, Kurt.
Well, yeah, but the problem is it's okay to beat them if they're a Trump supporter, Sam. I mean, you know,
what
those
are
kind of people
about?
you can't beat people,
Kurt.
Yeah, and plus, Sam, this lady was a black woman.
Well, then you especially can't beat her if she's black, Kurt. If she was white, probably. Well, black, not a chance.
Well, that's what they, you know, that's one of the reasons that she may have survived this.
Our prayers are with her, by the way.
At least she's a black woman and black person and a woman, you know, so she had that kind of going for her. But I guess her real name is Ko'ali Ficator, F-I-K-A-T-O-R. I just, you know, I'm amazed at that name myself. But Kristen Taylor down there at, I'm trying to remember the source, but anyway, she reported this, and they filmed this person and posted these videos of this homeless black woman. That what this evil lady did was, after these guys attacked and were busting up Trump's little star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, she went there to kind of protect it. And it shows different times where they dumped her over and knocked her over and different stuff like that. She was saying, hey, Donald Trump shouldn't be treated this way. You know, imagine that. Huh?
Yeah.
Crazy, huh?
So video of beating of homeless black Trump supporter.
Yeah, but now it's harder to find it. You just have to look a little harder. But, deal, you don't want to have certain things in the media. Right, Sam?
Yeah. Now, I want to know, I guess as far as I understand, Donald Trump's attorney, a guy by the name is Michael Cohen, he says Donald's asked him to find this person and help her.
Yeah, yeah, good point. That's exactly right. Wanted to find the woman and help her. I mean, imagine that. I mean, he's supposed to be so anti-woman. I mean,
and anti-black, too. He's a racist.
Yeah, I mean, what's up with that? I mean,
I think Hillary would have helped her for sure.
Helped her right out. Oh, man.
Wow. All I can tell you, though, is who shut down the video, Kurt? Why are they doing that?
Well, it's a YouTube.
I thought this was America.
Of course. Well,
anyway, the YouTube's racist, Kurt. They shut down Danny Williams. Now they're shutting down this lady. They're both black. YouTube's racist, Kurt.
That freedom of speech works really well as long as you're saying the right things. And, you know, I mean, those guys wouldn't want you saying the wrong stuff.
My headline is YouTube racist. They are.
Good point.
Darn racist, well, man. Now, I guess Clinton campaign Kurt's worried. I guess the Daily Caller reporting, according to WikiLeaks now, again, I know the mainstream press is going to ignore WikiLeaks, but we're going to keep telling you and reporting. I guess Clinton campaign's worried because they're like, well, they're worried about Bill Cosby, Kurt. Hillary's campaign worried that she would face scrutiny over the thousands of dollars that the Bill Clinton, I guess the campaign received a bunch of money from Bill Cosby, Kurt, donations. Bill was donating to Hillary. I don't mean Bill, her husband. I mean Bill Cosby. And anyway, and he went on the campaign trail for and everything else, and now they're kind of worried because they're going, people are going to say, what's the difference between the bills, Kurt? Bill Clinton and Bill Cosby, both like, you know, alleged rapists and stuff like that. Isn't that a point I've been making for quite some time?
Well, and it does bring a whole new phrase to the reason you don't really like the phrase another bill, you know. I mean, people just don't like to receive a lot of bills. And in this case, these are a couple of bills you want to pretty much avoid, I think.
Yeah, no, they said Hillary was also pressed or, you know, instructed to give a non-answer if pressed over whether the foundation was going to return Bill Cosby's donations. You know, if you're getting, you know,
yeah,
money
so
from this
you want to give
rapist.
An example of a non-answer, Sam? So I say, what about all these contributions from Bill Cosby, Hillary? What would you say?
I'd say, you know, the stolen email is a criminal act. You realize that, right? I mean, they're stealing classified information, these WikiLeaks people, Kurt. Not to mention, we've already had the Justice Department and the FBI do an investigation. They've cleared me of any wrongdoing. I've done nothing wrong. Are you against the Justice Department and the FBI, Kurt?
That's perfect.
See?
Because,
that's how she'll
of
roll.
Course, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't see.
Now, by the way, what we need to really do is talk about the real issues in America, Kurt. That would be sexual assault and rape on the college campuses in America today. You realize how epic that is, right?
Yeah. That's what Hillary would want to bring up, right?
That's what they told her to bring up, Kurt.
Yeah, good
so
point.
I responded with my own idea. Then I responded with the idea they gave her.
Wow.
See, they just say we need to pivot to rape on college campuses. If pressed on the foundation, you got to dodge that question too, they say. There's over 300,000 donors, and they're all doing incredible work. Anyway, there we have it. Wow. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. What do we got, 8 days before the election, Kurt? Not a lot of time to get out so much truth, huh?
Our country is at a crossroads. Election day is looming, and the choice between the two candidates couldn't be more clear. Do you want a strong leader who will secure our borders and stop the flow of illegal aliens and radical Islamic terrorists? Do you want a proven businessman who will implement smart trade deals that will bring jobs back to our country? Do you want a man's man who will protect our God-given Second Amendment rights from an oppressive federal government? Do you want a sensible White House that will work with traditionalist heads of state who should be our natural allies? Do you want a president who will safeguard the interests of Christians? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then there's only one choice for you, Donald Trump for president. Make no mistake about it, America will not survive a Supreme Court stacked with radical extremists handpicked by Hillary Clinton. Do the right thing. On November 8th, vote Trump.
This ad is paid for by William Johnson, a farmer and a deplorable, through the American National Super PAC, and is not authorized by Donald Trump or his committee.
Tune in to Liberty News Radio's Political Roundtable 2016, special broadcast of election night coverage on Tuesday, November 8th. Features seasoned talk stars, newsmakers, and political commentators together in a live radio and video simulcast, providing news the networks refuse to use. Tune into our live presentation on election night, Tuesday, November 8th, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on LNR's affiliate stations, Internet Stream, Roku Channel, or the Unlimited Listen Line. Visit LibertyNewsRadio.com. Jesse Lee Peterson, Vice Presidential Candidate Scott Bradley, Sam Bushman, James Edwards, Larry Pratt, Keith Allen, Richard Mack, and surprise guests will report the significant events of this historic election. Liberty News Radio provides the opportunity for constitutional conservatives to gather and share in the excitement when the next president of the United States is announced. Tuesday night, November 8th, election night coverage, LibertyNewsRadio.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Scotty Hughes, our guest in the early part of the show today. She's a well-known CNN commentator, Kurt. She's all over the place. And it's kind of fascinating. She basically said that Hillary Clinton's tearing down boys after she said girls could be president. Kind of interesting. Scotty says there never was a glass ceiling anyway. Boy, good for her, Kurt. Wow. Anyway, I just saw that and thought I'd kind of mention that. She's standing up doing a great job. Now, I asked if YouTube was racist because they've been taking down all kinds of black Trump supporter videos. And I don't know if they just hate blacks or hate Trump or hate all of us. What's going on over there, YouTube? Oh, yeah, one of your leaders works for Hillary Clinton. I get it. All right. Now, the Clinton campaign worried about Bill Cosby's and his ties to the campaign. He literally helped on the election of Hillary. He donated money and everything else. They're saying, hey, rapist Bill Cosby, rapist Bill Clinton. What if people tie that together? You got to derail and talk about rape on college campuses, Hillary, to derail the discussion. Now it turns out, Kurt, you know, when Donald Trump's talking about the problem with immigration and they mock him, turns out the 7% of the births in the United States, Kurt, are currently anchor babies. Now, they say we're not allowed to use that anchor baby term because it's racist, but I'm going to use it anyway. 7% of U.S. births are anchor babies, Kurt. Do you want to respond to that? That's huge.
Well, it really is, and one of the key things to bring up here is the fact that these folks understand, I guess at least, how to increase their level of humanity, whereas most of the, I guess you call them the European folks of European descent, think that somehow it's way too hard to increase the world's blessings by having children. On the other hand, we recommend that kind of idea that where the God of heaven said multiply and replenish the earth, and I think he said that for...
Yeah, but I'm for them having babies in their own country.
Well, that's a great point.
And then if they want to come to America, we need to create a proper way for them to legally come and not create this underclass of illegals. It's as much our fault as it is the illegal trying to cross the border, Kurt, but how do we reject criminals? How do we bring in those who really want the American dream? How do we do so in a legal, appropriate way that treats people with dignity and honor? And that's what we got to work on. Trump, the closest to it that I've seen in any election in modern times. Now, they act like Trump just hates everybody, but it's not true. Anyway, 7% of births in the United States are anchor babies. But speaking of multiplying and replenish the earth, which you know we're big advocates for, ladies and gentlemen, there's this lady And, well, she's on fire with the cause, Kurt.
Well, yeah, this story's by Maria Bultaggio. I'm sure that's properly said. But she, this is about a 62-year-old Spanish woman. And this lady is probably one of Hillary's biggest nightmares because this lady gave birth. Now, not she didn't do it like 30 years ago or 40 years ago or something, but she did it as a 62-year-old woman. Yep, and this lady's name is Lena Alvarez. She lives in the city of Lugo. That's in northwest Spain, in case you're, you know, doing your geography. And guess what else, Sam? She also encourages other women who are late in life to have babies so long as they are healthy. Whoa. I know.
That's all right.
Shocking. I guess she named the baby after herself. She says it's impossible to be happier. That's what she told all the reporters. Baby Lena, who was born, by the way, on the 10th of October, was a month premature because of the blood pressure problems of the 62-year-old mother. She weighed 5 pounds and 2 ounces at the time of her birth. That's plenty good size for a keeper, though, as far as I know, Sam. Lena's birth made Alvarez a mother for the third time. By the way, her first child was, well, he's 27 years old, and was born with cerebral palsy. Her second is now 10 years old, so she had him at, 52? They say she became pregnant the second and third time through what they call in vitro fertilization. Now, some people, they say, might scoff at the idea of being a mother at 62, but she promotes the, being pregnant after 50. Yeah, she says, I really encourage older women. I really do encourage them. If they have good health to have a baby when they have a more advanced age, they should have it because Mother Nature is very wise and sets the limits, not gynecologists. Oh, I think she's even saying, Sam, kind of, you know, hidden there, that God is in charge of this whole thing. Then she
well, she knows
say,
it's not government, that's for sure.
She says, you can see this is not has been a normal pregnancy, which has happened in a natural way. From the second month, I didn't need any medication, she explained. I have shown that you can have a child when you are in of an advanced age if you're healthy and you look after yourself. She, by the way, is a doctor and said there are other older women who want to become pregnant but are afraid or uneducated about the possibility of carrying a baby after 50. I know a lot of people want to carry a baby, but typically not inside. Anyway, she went on to say there are many mothers who are wishing to become pregnant, but don't because they are not well-informed or they don't have enough courage, she says. But I do encourage them, and I gave them hope that they can fulfill their dreams because this is a dream come true. Wow. The story does mention Janet Jackson. Now, you typically not mention Janet Jackson in a story about a baby and stuff, but she did shock many when her pregnancy at 50 years old was revealed just this last June, Sam. Now, anyway, so, hey, it's becoming the end thing to have a baby, huh? Wow. Imagine that.
Yeah, and I think it's good news, Kurt.
Amen to that.
I think we need more of it.
Yeah.
Great. And all I can tell you is Trump's up in Florida.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Criminal activity is supposed to stop now, Kurt. You know?
Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Did they put a notice up, no more criminal activity today?
Yeah. Well, Eric Trump just emailed me and he said she's lying to us.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so
boy,
shocking.
Howdy.
Uh-huh.
Is she? Now, Eric also emails and says, this is serious, not a trick.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I think he's right. It's serious, not a trick.
Now, they're all trying to raise money. That's kind of a sad, you know.
Yeah, it's part of the whole.
I mean, I've already done enough, Kurt. Leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
You got to have the American people do something these days.
By the way, Sam, just wanted to do a tip of the hat to our buddies at Judicial Watch.
Yeah.
We've watched them for years. As far as I can tell, they're a lot of the guys behind the scenes on this, these emails and all this discovery, the FOIA requests and things like that. They've been hammering on this thing for a long time. And I guess it will come as no surprise, but they've been targeted by the Obama administration, Sam.
You're kidding me.
I mean, imagine guys like that getting targeted by the Obama administration. But, yeah, it's a Breitbart piece. And, I'm sending you the details right now.
Why would they ever want to go after Judicial Watch, Kurt?
I mean, those guys, I'm sure they're just a bunch of lawyers that want the best.
I mean, they're not even watching the executive branch, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. And when you look at the Breitbart piece, it talks about, those guys, basically going after it, looking behind the scenes, not just taking the standard answer and leaving it alone. But Judicial Watch boys, they wanted, I guess, what the GSA, that's the government, what does it stand for? I'm always trying to remember all the different things. But the GSA's New York office, and it's probably something like, oh, there it is, General Services Administration. They want to basically make it so that Judicial Watch is no longer like a media entity. They want to strip them of their media status. And, imagine that, Sam. I mean, it's just a shocker that Judicial Watch would get any real opposition since, they're just digging up all this dirt,
Judicial Watch, they're a bunch of kind folks.
Well, they know how to bulldog it and grab a hold and stay with it. And they've done great work, I think.
They do great work, and we need more of it. By the way, WorldNet Daily has a pay-to-slay story, which we'll try to get to tomorrow. Turns out Hillary now linked to baby part sales, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's for babies, remember?
Tom Fitton, speaking of him with Judicial Watch, he got a chance to be on Fox and Friends, too, Kurt. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
All right. He was talking Criminal Activity by Hillary.
Imagine that.
Maybe that's why the administration's after him. All right. Now I got it figured out.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. This nation shall endure.